Yo, yo, welcome back to Down and 30. I'm your host, BP, Elizabeth, Elizabeth, whatever your vibe is, whatever you are feeling tonight, stay true, stay you. What's poppin'? Okay, so we've got another quick, fun, and fresh episode tonight. I didn't want to leave my 29 fans hanging, so we are here. It's a ripe 8:30. When I'm recording this. And if you know me, you know it's bedtime, but you know what? We got to stay dedicated. We got to stay engaged. We just got to keep, oh my God, did my dog fart? We just got to keep going, you know? We just got to push through. So here we are. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday Eve. Let's finish out the work week strong. Let's get after it. Let's talk a little topic, a little quick one, two, three, a little breakdown of my top three. Get ready for it. Money managing tips. I know. So like historically, money is just like a topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But I just feel like that doesn't do anyone any favors. I know it did me no favors when I was younger. I was like 20 some years old, defaulting on a student loan, had no idea what was happening. Like, let's just not even go there. It was traumatic times for me and my credit score. Almost close to 10 years ago now at this point. So honestly, let's just chat money. I am in no way a financial guru. A lot of what I know, I've either researched myself or I got from my dad or my brothers-in-law or my sisters or, you know, people around me that I trust who, you know, I admire their ability to manage money. And that's about it. So take this with a grain of salt, take this with a shot of tequila, take it for whatever it is worth. But I have had people ask me questions about this before, and not because I'm any sort of guru or anything on this topic, but just in conversation. And, you know, it got me thinking that this is just a topic that a lot of people are curious about, and it's worth a discussion. Plus, the other day was tax day, and I just have to say this. Something I will never understand. Like, I don't understand paying and filing taxes. Like, you mean to tell me of all of us that file our taxes every year, and even those of us that don't, like, you're telling me people actually work for the IRS. You're telling me there are people that actually go to work and their job is to sift through the shit that we're filing on TurboTax. You're telling me people are actually looking at that. Like, that just blows my mind. Like, I just feel like it's such a made up construct, like filing taxes. That being said, just file your taxes. Like, in no way am I telling you to not file. I'm just curious. If you work for the IRS, if you know anyone, let me know, like, who's looking, who's sifting. If you've ever genuinely met someone that said, oh yeah, I work for the IRS, I will stand corrected. I just feel like there's something going on that we don't know about with taxes. I'm just saying. I don't know who's looking. So anyways, before I get us all in trouble, it's like some like tax conspiracy theory podcast. let's just talk about it. Cause you know what? Like I always say, if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. We don't know why I say that. But I do oftentimes like out at night, or like that's like my like girl power chant for some reason. Like if I've been drinking, that's my chant. That's it. That's my tagline. That's my toxic housewife tagline if I ever make it on reality TV. All right. So, you know, I wasn't always money or budget savvy. Probably not until after like grad school. All my first jobs were like babysitting, dog sitting, shot girl. That is where the cash is at. Retail, you know, the vibe. So I wasn't, you know, making bank by any means. And my first big reality check with money was, like I mentioned, right after undergrad. I took like a 6-month gap from undergrad to graduate school. And one of my loans, I didn't realize, was not in deferment and I wasn't paying, and it was a very small loan. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a big deal in that sense. but I didn't realize for a few months. So I was missing these mandatory payments, and slowly, or not so slowly, but surely, my credit score was tanking. That shit was in, like, we're talking poor. Like, and I'm not calling myself poor. I mean, my score was defined as poor. Like, I think if I remember, like, the lowest I saw it wasn't good. It wasn't good. We'll just say that. So that was fun. That was fresh. That was unique. So I was like, well, what the hell? Like, I'm about to go to grad school. And in my graduate program, we took, 50 some graduate level credits, and we did full-time unpaid practicums. So 5 days a week in clinical placements on top of 50 some graduate level credits. So it was night class and all day full-time work. So I was not making any money in grad school except for like occasional weekend babysitting. So I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, what the hell am I going to do about cash? Like, what in the freaking world? And, so I start looking into credit card options. And of course, at that point, my credit score was like ASS. So I wasn't really a candidate for many credit cards, but I did, and this is not sponsored, but I did come across the Discover student credit card. It had a low requirement for credit scores. You had a low credit limit, like it was just like $500 or so, but that was all I needed. Just a little something, to get me through, have my little weekends out, get my little groceries, my little gas money, get me to and from all the places I need to be. That's all I needed. So what I ended up doing was I would put things like small purchases, like gas and stuff like that, on my credit card. And with whatever money I was making from like babysitting or something, I would immediately pay that credit card balance off. And I started to watch my credit score get better and better and better because I would pay the credit card off in full, and it was grand. I was just building credit. Not to mention, it was a freaking cash back credit card. So all these little coins I'm spending, I'm getting my little cash back. So at the end of it, in my first year, I ended up with like 200 and some dollars in cash back credit. So there we go, free money just for using the credit card. Use it, swipe it, pay it off, earn your little points. We love to see it. We love to see it. That's one of my favorite tips. I think I got out of order, but like I'm going to talk about that in my little tip section. So anyways, credit is so important. Credit rules everything. It's like if you don't have money, okay, cool. If you have good credit, you're more likely to be able to get a loan, you're more likely to be able to get a credit card, you're more likely to be able to get like a mortgage loan, all that stuff. Credit is important. Don't sleep on your credit score. That I know. I have learned the terrifying way just how important it is. So, tip number one, besides my little credit card tangent, is budget. Not gonna lie, I'm shit at budgeting. That's it. I'm very, very low tech, low key. I use the Numbers app on the iPhone. There's definitely more interactive ones. Listen, I'm just a simple gal. I don't need any bells and whistles, no fucking frills. Like, just don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at. Like, very much just like, that's it. That's all I need. So I like to use the Numbers app. Just helps me to see where all the money I have, I put how much I make per month in there, and then I tally up all my expenses. We got the mortgage, we got the utilities, we got the gasoline, the groceries, the credit card payments, the car payments. What else? The student loan. My God, the crippling student loan debt. Okay, so that's a budget in a simple sense. It's just all about what you're bringing in versus what expenses you have. And so using something like that where you can see it, you see all the money you have, you see all the money you need, helps you to, set aside money and set realistic goals for, saving or having spending money. So if you haven't started, get into the little budget scheme. And like you have to get too crazy. Just pay attention. How much do I make? How much am I spending? Do the two match? Okay. Tip number two, be mindful about your spending. That's my tip. Again, take it with a grain of salt, take it with a shot of tequila. Be mindful with your spending. For me personally, I started doing things like thrifting, furniture, home decor, clothing, all that kind of stuff. I also started upcycling things that I already have, like repurposing them, giving them new life, all that good stuff. I did a lot of reselling on Poshmark, things like that. And I just sort of like went into this mindset, and not gonna lie, the freaking pandemic definitely helped, but you know, not being so quick to quote unquote need the latest in like cosmetics and fashion and all that stuff. So that just sort of helped me to change my perspective on, you know, what it was that I really wanted. Like, did I really want those things? Was I just spending money to spend money? Like, I would like look back on like the last 30 to 60 days of my spending, and I just pick, okay, where was my money going? Am I satisfied with those purchases? Have I used these things? Was this important? Am I cool with this? If great, if yeah, like that's awesome. We love that. Great. Do you? But like, if not, why? Like, what could I do better? And so that just helped me to, you know, have a better perspective on what I was doing personally with my money. And I had a couple goals in mind. Like, I want to pay off my car soon. I wanted to buy a house. So I really, really reworked my spending and my savings significantly. And that was helpful in having me be able to save up enough money for my down payment with just, you know, little old me over here. You know, we're just working it. So my third tip, pay attention and use your online banking apps to like the full extent. Take advantage of the features it has. My bank in particular has like a spending insights tab. So it'll tell you like, oh, you spent like 70% of your income on like retail, things like that. It has a reminder for upcoming payments. It'll be like, oh, you might have a payment coming up for Xfinity soon. I don't personally use automatic payments for all my bills. Sometimes I like to switch up the credit cards. Also, sometimes I'm just a little old school in that sense. Like, I'm like 10% old school. Oh my God, is that the 30 in me? My God. That being said, pay your shit on time. Make sure you pay your bills on time. I do utilize in my online banking app, I do utilize the automatic transfer feature. So I have it set up so that each of my biweekly paychecks, automatically I allocate like a specific percentage of each of those to different funds, like savings, fun, personal spending, emergency, and right now, home renovations. And then whatever's left over is like the money that I use to pay my bills, pay my loans, all that good stuff. And that's been really helpful to just kind of like, you know, be able to use all those features. There's a reason they're like all available to us. They're good. They're easy. They're there. They're free. Just take advantage of them. Just, you know, it's all good. And it's kind of fun, you know, it's kind of fun. Sometimes it's like a wall of shame for me because I'm like, okay, really, really? I go through my spending and I'm like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Like no one needed to hit every Goodwill in the area. But sometimes we do. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's Goodwill. For some people, it's Target. For some people, it's Home Goods. Like, okay, you know, you get it. But yeah, just be mindful with your money. Be practical when you can. But like, don't feel discouraged. Money, financial things, big financial decisions, budgeting, building credit, building a savings, preparing for retirement, all of those things take time. They take practice, and they in no way happen overnight. So these are just little tips and tricks to get you started, get you empowered to get on your little money business and, you know, just get out there and, you know, live your best life, but also make sure you keep some money, some funds for you. Cause like the worst thing ever is like you can't do anything that you want to do. And I know that sometimes that's unavoidable. And sometimes we get into situations, my God, I've been there where like you literally don't have $2 to freaking rub together. And that happens. But when you're able to, try and budget things that are enjoyable to you into your plans because, you know, we all like to have a little good time. So that is it. That's it. That's what I have to contribute to the financial world. I am just telling you, like, finance majors everywhere are quaking. Because I just gave you the keys to success here, people. It's really all you need. But yeah, that is it. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the dedication. I appreciate the understanding that this has been a short and rather whimsical episode. And I am hoping to get a schedule going, get some guests lined up. I frankly, my full-time job has been very much full-time lately, and I've got a lot going on with the home renovation. So just, I haven't had too much freedom to, you know, plan and be super creative with some of these things. So bear with me. I appreciate the patience, appreciate the support, appreciate you. And I will chat with you all next time when it is time to get down and 30. All right, peace, queens.